This is Ray Hanania's Column Commentary Podcast, which is available on Middle East issues and issues of American politics. You can get information at thearabdailynews.com for the Middle East side and at illinoisnewsnetwork.com for my mainstream political column. Blame voters for states' problems. September 22, 2016. Published in the Des Plaines Valley News, Southwest News Herald, the Regional News, the Recorded Newspapers, and the Illinois News Network at illinoisnewsnetwork.com. Last week's column, hammering the stupid idea of term limits, brought on a lot of emails from readers, and I thank them for sharing their views. Most said they understood my logic that imposing term limits on elected officials strips voters of their right to decide who should represent them. One person argued district gerrymandering is the problem. I disagree. The districts are drawn by the elected officials in power. If you want to change who has power, vote. If not, don't vote. And apparently, most people in Illinois really don't blame the elected officials for the state problems because the majority of people who can vote don't vote. There are about 12.8 million people in Illinois. About 9.9 million are of voting age, or 77% of the population in the state. But the number of people who actually vote is only 3.96 million, or about 40% of those who could vote. So whose fault is it? Is it the fault of the candidates who work hard to win voter support? Is it really the fault of voters, or is it the fault of the challengers who can't seem to get enough people to support their ideas to win an election? The mainstream American news media is partly to blame. No single factor impacts what the public does more than the news media. Instead of providing facts, the news media has become a cheerleader for politicians they like, and the judge, jury, and executioner for politicians they dislike. Look at the race for president. The media hates Donald Trump, and they twist, distort, and exaggerate everything he says. Hillary Clinton, on the other hand, is getting a pass. All she does is attack Trump, too. She answers no questions and has proposed no real plans. I'm talking about journalists and reporters, of course, whose job it is to be objective, not columnists like myself who share their opinions. I look at the facts and tell you what I think. You can like me, you can dislike me, or you can even ignore me. But my opinions are my opinions. In reality, the public isn't that stupid when it comes to reporters and journalists who are supposed to report only the facts. They often infuse their reporting with partisan perspective and opinion. And they sometimes do it through manipulation by adding weight to the quotes of people they like and undermining the weight of the people they dislike. The public sees through the media bias. Maybe that's why more than 60% of the people who can vote don't vote. Not voting is unpatriotic too. A lot of blood has been spilled by our soldiers who died defending that precious voting right, a right many people in this world will never experience. But I guess if a candidate is uninspiring, inarticulate, and lacks fresh ideas, I can see why most voters don't want to waste their time to vote. Governments have tried to give lazy registered voters every opportunity to actually vote. They just don't care. We've extended early voting. We've eliminated checks and balances to make it easier for them to vote. And yet they still don't. The cost of these efforts to bend over backwards to make it easy for lazy non-voters to vote has been the rise in voter fraud. Voter fraud is a problem, and not with the incumbents and the winners, it's the losers who will do anything to increase their numbers. If you don't vote, don't complain about the system. You don't have that right. And if voters don't care, then why should government? Chicago schools, for example, are in terrible shape. Public transportation is even worse. We don't have enough police in Chicago to stop the gang thugs from murdering people every weekend. Chicago needs money. To keep people in Chicago happy, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel is increasing water rates to reinforce the corrupt public and teachers' pension system. Imagine, school teachers who retire from a system that can barely send kids to college are rewarded for their failure with six-figure retirement pensions. Police who put their lives on the line every day are blamed when a street gang member doesn't listen to police orders and is then killed. The police are not the problem. It's the people who don't vote who are to blame. Don't punish those who vote or punish the winning candidates who put their reputations and hard work on the line just so they can be unfairly attacked by the biased mainstream news media and criticized by loudmouths who don't vote. If your candidate has no charisma, no money, and not enough supporters, why are you surprised if they lose an election? Maybe you are to blame for picking the wrong people to represent what you believe. Pick better candidates to run or stop whining. The truth is, though, that many of the candidates the whiners complain about would still win even if every person who could vote did vote. I'm Ray Hanania, and this is my column commentary podcast. I have several websites online where you can get information: rayhanania.com, themediaoasis.com, thearabdailynews.com, and illinoisnewsnetwork.com. You can always friend me on Facebook at RG Hanania. And, of course, you can send me an email at rghanania@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.